All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. There's no news to talk about, right, Linda? Man, this is like insanity week. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. We're really following three stories. Around the country, you have these pro-Palestinian protests hitting cities. Now, why that's important is it goes to the heart of two separate issues. And that is one, that Joe Biden, or I guess we could probably call him Neville Chamberlain, Joe Neville Chamberlain Biden, because, you know, the pressure after what happened on October 7th, what, 1,200 Israelis killed, another 240 or so taken hostage. Among those hostages, we don't know how many have been killed. There's only been 112 of them released. We have no idea about the fate of many others. But this is what the policies of appeasement will bring you. And, you know, we have this trial unfolding in New York. We'll get to that in the course of the program today. And we just got a lot of news to cover. Throughout all of today, I have yet to see any cops show up at the Golden Gate Bridge out in San Francisco to stop what has been a shutdown of traffic on the bridge. Can you imagine, Linda, being in one of those cars? How many hours now has this been going on? And they're trapped.
I
think now finally maybe a cop has showed up.
Right, you know, but they're not doing anything because they can't do anything. They're completely and totally handcuffed.
Well, maybe they could learn from Ron DeSantis, because the first image that I saw in Miami of these protesters, I saw cops on video right there at the time it was happening in real time. He's not waiting. So, you know, I didn't mean to cut you off, by the way.
No, you're right. I mean, the problem is they got the support of the governor, and everywhere else they don't. You know, if you knew that as a cop you could do your job and you weren't going to end up, you know, behind bars yourself for doing what you were, you know, elect, you know, your duty to do, give me a break. They don't let them do anything.
So we got all these stories we're going to be on all day today. Now, if you watched on Saturday, I'll start with the Iranian attack. You saw what happened. You witnessed. Now, my sources have been telling me on once I got off the air on this radio program on Friday, I was given a heads up by various sources of mine. I will never divulge that. In fact, they thought it could happen. It was as imminent as the day is born. And that is that this attack by Iran, a direct attack, never happened in history, against Israel was coming, and that it was going to be a big attack. And it turned out that it was a massive attack. And so we have, but this all dovetails into what's going on now, because if you look at these images and the people that are out protesting in cities around the country and shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge and other areas and other cities around the country, this is the base that Joe Biden now finds himself in, needing if he has any political ambition to win this election in just 203 days. This is why, you know, Israel, the worst terrorist attack in their history, you know, 1,200 people killed, you know, hundreds of others taken hostage. And what have we been hearing from this administration? Oh, we need a truce. Oh, Israel's too aggressive in fighting their war on terror. No lectures have been given to Hamas, the terrorist organization. This was an unprovoked attack, killing innocent men, women, and children. And then you add the rape stories on top of it, and all the atrocities and all the videotapes that the IDF, I wish they'd release these tapes that I have seen, because I'd like to show it to each and every American so they understand how the brutality of this terrorist organization, a terrorist organization that has in their charter a call for the destruction of Israel. And then we watch on Saturday night, 300 plus aerial threats launched from Iran and its proxies. Now, they did intercept, thankfully, 99% of them. That may not always be the case. And then it's certain to me that the White House likely leaked the call with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and Joe's admonition and lecture to Prime Minister Netanyahu, well, we're not going to be with you if you respond offensively. That would, whatever response Israel has here would be a defensive response. And what has gotten lost in all of this is any sense of moral clarity of right and wrong. You know, I guess that, you know, if Israel wants to fight against radical terrorists that invade their country and kill their countrymen and take others hostage, why are they getting lectured by the Biden administration to have a ceasefire, how to fight back? I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, that's why he's Neville Chamberlain. And then you look at the history of Joe Biden with Iran, and it's not a pretty picture. I went back to, over the weekend, and I just put together his history of appeasement, starting with the Obama-Biden administration. This is the 2015 Iranian deal. You know, they placed an amount of money that became available to the number one state sponsor of terror by allowing foreign banks to release up to $150 billion. And then, of course, the $400 million in cash and other currency that they dropped right on the tarmac. Well, what do you think the number one state sponsor of terror is going to do? They're going to use it to foment more terror. And that is exactly what has happened. And according to every report, Hamas, that they were trained by Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces and Quds forces, that a lot of the ammunition that they used in this attack on October 7th came from Iran. We know that the Houthi rebels, they are also getting their arms and logistical support from Iran. We know that Hezbollah in the north that has been firing missiles. Now Israel has been involved really in a two-front war, Hamas in the south and Hezbollah out of Lebanon in the north. We saw that unfold also on Saturday. And now Iran is getting, now Israel's being lectured. Why isn't Iran being lectured? You know, and Netanyahu warned back when they'd made this first idiotic deal with Iran. In the coming decade, the deal will reward Iran, the terrorist regime in Tehran, with hundreds of billions of dollars. This cash bonanza will fuel Iran's terrorism worldwide, its aggression in the region, and its efforts to destroy Israel, which are ongoing. He called it then, in 2015, a historic mistake. He was right then. And then Biden played a big role. And when Republicans put out, you know, a letter on how stupid this deal was, oh, this is beneath the dignity of the U.S. Senate. It's beneath the dignity of this institution I revere. Well, then you look at, okay, so he's now become president. Well, Donald Trump got rid of that idiotic Iranian deal, just like he got rid of America being in the Paris Accords. And what did Joe Biden, what was the new policy of appeasement towards Iran? Well, U.S. has been importing crude oil and petroleum products from Iran since March of 2021, when we were at that time literally taking in 66,000 barrels of oil a day. Yet the sanctions were supposedly in place that they were not allowed to sell their oil on the world market, but they've been selling it to countries like North Korea and China, and apparently even up until October of last year, selling it to the United States. Well, all that's going to do is make the Iranian mullahs rich, which then funds their terror. This is a terrorist state, the number one state sponsor of terror. Now, whether Joe Biden, like he has been doing, is pressuring Israel not to win its war with Hamas in Gaza, or is warning Israel, well, we're not going to help you if you respond to the 300 rocket attacks that took place, 170 UAVs, 120 ballistic missiles, 30 cruise missiles fired right at Israel. Thankfully, they were able to stop this round. I'm not sure they're going to be able to stop the next round. And at some point, this is going to keep escalating. But to tell Israel that they cannot defend themselves, or that they are supposed to retreat in the war on terrorism? Well, you know, the pressure's coming in every day. You have the likes of Michael Moore out there saying that if Joe continues to do this, he's going to lose the election. So it's all about Joe Biden now has put on the back burner the morally superior, clear stand of fighting radical Islamists that believe in this ideology of convert or die over... You know, he put his blind personal political ambition, because he's got to give in to the people, just like these lunatics around the country that are, you know, closing bridges and not being stopped. The very people that have been pressuring the Biden administration. And what scared the hell out of him is the 18.9% of Democratic primary voters in Michigan, a lot of them out of Dearborn, where we heard that chant, "Death to America," and death to Israel, that he has chosen to go after that base, which represents the radicalized Democratic Party of which he is the head of. And losing those votes is way more important to Joe Biden than standing up with moral clarity against radical terrorism and convert or die. And that means even Iran. And it's the same Biden administration that allowed the $10 billion to be transferred by waiving sanctions and Iraqi payments for Iranian electricity. He was the same guy that was willing to make a deal of $6 billion for the release of hostages. I mean, $6 billion. I'm not sure. I thought that money might have got frozen, but the $10 billion from Iraq did not. All the money, the estimates are that it's anywhere between $100+ billion in profits. All of this, that all this has done is allowed the Iranians to build up their terror network and continue to fund these proxy wars around the world. And they're doing it with impunity. And now they're doing it with Biden's pretty much seal of approval because he's not going to stand with the innocent victims of radical terrorism. The Biden administration extended the sanctions waiver so that, you know, they can allow Iraq to continue to purchase their electricity. That's after the $10 billion. And just 6 weeks after the Iran-backed drone strike killed three American soldiers in Jordan, well, then it was only 6 weeks later, Biden approved the sanctions waiver, giving Tehran that access to the $10 billion. How many times has Biden called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza? The message should be clear. Go win your war on terror. And if you want to buy weapons for us, we will be here for you. If they launch if they try to escalate with anything more than a conventional war, we will stand with you. That should be the message. Biden said that, you know, immediate ceasefire is essential. Why is it essential? All it does is embolden more of this terrorism. All it does is strengthen Iran. When asked to make a comment on the threat of Iran attacking Israel, you know, what was in the days leading up to this weekend? Don't. Oh, well, they did, Joe. And they did because they knew they'd get away with it. And who knows, the fact that everybody knew that this was coming makes me really suspicious. Okay, we understand you have to respond. Send slow-moving drones so that they can shoot most of them out of the sky. And then the Iranians make the comment, well, we consider the matter closed. No, it's not closed. Because Israel should not be listening to Joe Biden and the United States when it comes to the survival of their country and their battle against a war on terrorism. You know, Biden waived the sanctions on Iranian civilian nuclear activity. Biden waived the sanction on Iranian oil trade. You know, why would he do any of this? All you're doing is making rich. And then the rest of the Democrats, they saw what happened in Michigan. Why do you think Chuck Schumer came out and called for new elections in Israel? Because they know Bibi Netanyahu is not going to sit idly by while his country's survival is hanging in the balance. Or why do you think Pelosi called for Biden to stop the transfer of U.S. weapons to Israel? Why do you think you got people like squad member Congresswoman Tlaib posting videos accusing Biden of supporting genocide? What is all of this pressure from the squad and AOC and Schumer and Pelosi? What has it created? An environment where Joe Biden feels emboldened. In the end, these policies only embolden terrorists like Hamas and terrorist states like Iran. And we will pay a horrible price down the road for all of this appeasement. And why is we have wide open borders? Why do you think tens of thousands come from China, Russia, Iran, Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan? You think they all want a better life for themselves and their families? I don't think so. That'd be pretty damn naive. No, the message, if we were the United States, if we had moral clarity, it would be win your war on radical Islamists that have attacked you. Unprovoked attacks on October 7th and an unprovoked attack on this past Saturday night. The economy is not doing much better. By the way, if you have credit card interest rates, wow. Average rate now is 22%. That's a lot of money. Now, if you're a homeowner and you're in the red every month, I want you to pay attention. You can get a free no obligation consultation from our friends at AmericanFinancing.net. Why? Because homeowners like you are saving an average of $854 a month, and you'll check in with one of their salary-based, not commission-based, mortgage consultants. They give you a free, no-obligation consultation, and they'll tell you how much they can save you every month. And by the way, it's simple to give them a call. Do it now, 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.